Ode 2.
Fortunate is the man who has never tasted God's vengeance. Where once the anger of heaven has struck, that house is shaken forever. Damnation rises behind each child like a wave cresting out of the black northeast, when the long darkness undersea roars up and bursts, drumming death upon the wind-whipped sand.
I have seen this gathering sorrow from time long past loom upon Oedipus's children. Generation from generation takes the compulsive rage of the enemy god. So lately, this last flower of Oedipus's line drank the sunlight. But now a passionate word and a handful of dust have closed up all its beauty.
What mortal arrogance transcends the wrath of Zeus? Sleep cannot lull him, nor the effortless long months of the timeless gods. But he is young forever, and his house is the shining day of high Olympus.
All that is and shall be, and all the past, is his.
No pride on earth is free of the curse of heaven.
The straying dreams of men may bring them ghosts of joy, but as they drowse, the waking embers burn them, or they walk with fixed eyes as blind men walk. But the ancient wisdom speaks for our own time.
Fate works most for woe, with folly's fairest show.
Man's little pleasure is the spring of sorrow.